in Savannah since 2006 now. I've been here long. I'm actually the old guy in town doing sports, which is crazy. I graduated from Georgia Southern back in 1997. Former athlete. I played briefly at East Tennessee State and then transferred to Georgia Southern. And I figured, why waste all of this on football when I could go on television? And so I started concentrating on my broadcasting career. Actually, at one point at Georgia Southern, I was told that I may not have a very good career because I just wasn't handsome, which was okay. I work hard, though, so it was perfect. You know, I'm a runt. I like to get after it. I like to work hard. And, of course, that has a lot to do with being a former athlete. So I know you guys, everybody works hard, practice. And part of what you're going to start seeing is dealing with the media, dealing with guys like me, which is actually pretty dang easy. Some of you guys have talked with me. I've interviewed you guys. Some of you have had run-ins and dealings with some other media members. I just wanted to kind of share a few tips that may make it a little bit easier, that will make you feel more at ease when you're doing these interviews. And also may give you some tips to help. And because we want you to look the best possible. You're not just representing Georgia Southern and your team. You're representing your family. You're representing yourself, your hometown. So some of these tips are just going to be little simple things that you can remember. But again, especially with the more you do interviews, the easier it's going to be. I mean, that's just like with anything. You go to practice, the repetition, it's going to become like muscle memory. You're going to remember things, and it becomes a lot easier. Same thing with dealing with the media. You know, you're going to hear a lot of different type questions. With that said, just there's always a home base, and there's always some principles to come back to that will make sense. First and foremost, let me just go ahead and get this out. When you're dealing with the media, sometimes the media, they like to believe that they're the smartest person around. They're not. Remember that. The other thing to remember is you guys are the student athletes. You are the ones who are going through it. You're the ones that are putting in the legwork. A lot of folks in journalism, they haven't been through what you guys have been through. So there's going to be some questions that come up that may seem kind of odd or silly or frankly, a little stupid to you. I mean, I experience that when I'm there with some other journalists at times where I'm like, what is that question? And again, that comes from having been in a locker room or been through camp or I've experienced, you know, some of the things that you guys have gone through or are going through. So that's the big thing to remember. Remember, some of these questions are coming from a place they don't have that experience. So sometimes you have to deal with the media and understand that they haven't been through what you guys have been through. And that's going to be the big key thing to remember. The other thing to remember is, you know, in a place like Georgia Southern, you know, you may have it when you're a professional athlete in the big cities like New York or Los Angeles, Miami, even Atlanta, that, you know, the media, they're trying to get so many different stories. For the most part, the media you're going to deal with, we're here to do those positive stories. And again, you know, our job is to give you guys exposure, give Georgia Southern Athletics exposure in the good and the bad times. Hopefully a lot more good than bad. So, you know, just keep that in mind. But, you know, some of the big things, I wrote down some notes here, so I'll be glancing over every once in a while. The big thing to remember is, always take time to listen to the question that's being asked. I mean, that's the big thing. Don't necessarily rush when you're being asked a question, whether it's a one-on-one interview, whether it's a radio interview, whether it's with a newspaper writer or a big group of cameras. You know, just take a pause and just catch your breath and reflect on the question being asked. I mean, that's your home base. You have all the control in an interview. Remember that. You know, the journalists, some journalists are going to try to take command of things and make it their show. But the big thing to remember is you are the person in control because you have been asked to do an interview. You have all the power, which means you have all the ability to control it and go whatever speed you want with your when you're doing an interview. And that goes from, at Georgia Southern, that may go to, playing in the Super Bowl. Remember, you have all of it. You're in control. Don't feel obligated to answer every question that's asked. Some things, you may not feel comfortable answering or talking about. You don't have to answer those questions. And a lot of times that's going to be discussed prior with sports information, with Brian Johnson, everything else. Those things are going to be, discussed as far as what are these interviews about. For the most part, a lot of stuff's going to be about the game, practice, getting ready, how's the team look. Again, be, excited, be supportive, and use your own words. Don't be a robot. Be yourself. I mean, let us see your personality shine through. That's the big thing is always be yourself. Don't feel like you have to give a prepared answer or speech. Take that breath and just come from the heart with it. If you don't like the way it sounds, you can always stop. Unless you're live, then that's a different story. And most of the times, that's going to be designated and told to you before an interview, that this is going to be a live or recorded interview. So you have control. If you don't like the way something sounds, if you want to do it again, just simply ask, hey, I didn't like the way that came out. Can we try it again? Most of the times that's not going to be a problem. Again, the only time that may be a problem is if you're live. With that said, when you're answering questions, the best advice I can give is use the KISS philosophy, the KISS, keep it simple, stupid. That's the best advice I can get. Don't think you have to give some long interview. You're not, you're not sitting down with Oprah, or you're not sitting down in 2020, or you're not necessarily doing, a 30 for 30, a documentary type interview. For the most part, you're looking for good sound bites that are clean for about, anywhere between 10 to 25 seconds. You're wanting to give precise answers that to the questions. But with that said, you don't want to run on and on and on, because when you start running on and on and on, you're going to ramble, you're going to go off topic. You're going to start throwing some things in that maybe you don't want included, or you may be giving, a 5-minute answer that could have been summed up in 3 sentences. So that's one thing to remember. When you're being asked questions about teammates or even opposing teams, something to remember is, especially with social media, a lot of times what you're saying can instantly be put out there. So again, you don't want to come across like a jerk. You don't want to come across like you're not appreciative of your teammates, the opportunity, and you're not appreciative of the opposition. Again, choose your words. Don't necessarily go out there and badmouth an opponent. Don't go out there and badmouth officials. Don't go out there and throw a teammate under the bus. Don't go out there and throw your coaches under the bus. Don't necessarily throw opposing fans under the bus. All those things can fester and can come back, because once it's out there forever. So remember, if you have hopes and dreams, desires, for playing at the next level, or even a really good job at the next level, remember what you're putting out there, because times have changed. Listen, back when I was coming through, I may do an interview and it would see the newspaper. It may, go on television and that was it. Nowadays, things are going on the internet. Things are going on Twitter. Things are going on Instagram. They're out there and they catch fire. So remember to choose your words, properly. Think before you answer any question. And again, think about, and this is going to sound kind of crazy, think about your family. Think about your old coach. Think about your grandmother. Think about, the coaches who, offered you your scholarship or gave you an opportunity. You're representing all of them when you're doing these interviews. Being yourself, we love getting yourself. We want to hear your personalities. And I mean, they come through. Don't shy away from being who you are. Just slowly and be yourself. We talked about thinking it before. You know, listen to those questions carefully. Again, sometimes you can go off on a tangent. We don't necessarily want that. Go ahead. Don't bury the lead. That's something we use in journalism where, you know, go ahead and get the most important thing out first. So, you know, when you're asked a question, don't ramble and wander on. Go ahead and jump to it. Hey, you know, what did you think about that touchdown catch in the second quarter? We don't need a whole buildup where, well, when I was going through pre-games, I tweaked my hamstring and I didn't know if I was going to do this and that. Go ahead and tell us, you know, why you felt like that. And then, you know, about that question that was asked. And then if a journalist is really worth his salt, he'll go ahead and he'll, you know, ask a follow-up question or kind of steer you into that. So go ahead and get right to the meaning and the bulk of your answer right off the bat. You know, one thing to practice is modesty when you're doing these interviews as well. You know, self-control, you know, in victory and when you lose, you know, try to be the same person. Of course, we're going to see that with the smiles on your face or a more somber look. But try to, you know, practice that modesty. You know, yes, it always is great to win. It's always great to be an Eagle on a Saturday night. You know, so that's one of those things to remember. Losses are going to happen. The bad stories are going to be there as well. Again, the reporter is going to understand that for the most part. And again, you know, your coaches, the sports information department there at Georgia Southern, never going to put you in a situation where you're going before the firing squad and it's not a safe place. We want you to feel like you're in a safe place when you're doing these interviews. You know, for the most part, you know, we're going to take care of you. You know, we may have to ask tough questions. And again, if you're not in a place to answer those things, or if someone asks about a teammate or a coach, you know, you're allowed to say you may want to speak with them about that, or you may want to talk to them about that. I'm not the person to ask about that. Again, if you don't like the way a question's going, you know, I'd rather not answer that question. Can we talk about something else? You are in control of these interviews. If you don't want to, you know, talk, you don't have to. Again, you are representing yourself, and an interview is a big part of exposure, not just for the university, the team, but for you as well. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of time talking about a loss or something negative that's happened. We wouldn't expect you to go on and on and on about something that wasn't enjoyable, you know, but go ahead and, you know, get across that answer as quickly as possible that, you know, we can learn from this. What were the positives from it? Where do you go from here? Keep your cool when you're doing these interviews. You know, sometimes there is, or for the most part, there is going to be a cooling off period before you get the meeting. You're never going to come right off the field to go directly in front of a camera, and rightfully so. There needs to be a cool down period where you can celebrate or you can reflect before you go to an interview. That's the biggest thing. I think that's sometimes what, you know, I've seen journalists, they lose that reality of that fact. They think that, oh, you can go off the field and you could just go talking. That's not how it works. I mean, if you've just gone and played an entire game, no matter what sport you're playing, whether it's basketball or softball, or you're just taking part in a track and field, or you played a football game, you got to have that cooling off period to regroup your thoughts and get everything and be on the same page, you know, and be on a page where you want to be to give the best answers possible. You know, personal interaction. You're going to start dealing with the same journalist a lot. You know, they cover your beat. You know, so feel fine getting to know those reporters. You know, and you know, feel comfortable to joke. You know, before the cameras are rolling and you're on the record, so to speak. We want you to be comfortable around us. But with that said, also know the lines. guys, if journalists start reaching out to you on social media or texting you, that's actually not okay. We're actually not supposed to do that. Everything's supposed to go through a sports information department and coaches, and there's a chain of command that has to be followed. If you start experiencing, you know, a reporter contacting you, you know, when you're at your apartment or your dorm room or your, you know, whatever it may be, if you're at home for the holidays, or that's not acceptable. And you should also go ahead and tell, you know, school officials that this is going on. I mean, that's something that you really shouldn't have to deal with. You have enough going on as a student athlete. You don't need some pesky reporter, you know, bothering you. So be careful with who you give your cell numbers out to. Be careful to who you talk with and who pops into your DMs. You don't have to respond. I know you may want to be a nice guy or you want to be, you know, you don't want to come across as a jerk and everything else, but you're actually not. So, don't feel obligated to talk to somebody, you know, outside of that relationship that you have as a journalist and as a student athlete. That's just a little bit of how to approach it and some things to remember. Some of the other questions that I get a lot of times is, you know, who do you look at during an interview? You know, if you have a lot of cameras that are around and you see people holding microphones and there are a lot of different reporters, a lot of times as far as the media, we're going to steer you to who to look at. For the most part, you're going to look in, if there's a lot of cameras, you're going to look into the middle. That way every camera gets a good angle of you. And plus we're not seeing the side of your face. Or, I could tell stories of covering, you know, professional football, being at a Falcons game, and there's such a big pack that you have people sitting on the ground asking questions and somebody's looking down or looking up or looking back. The safe thing is always just look into the middle. You may not be looking at, you know, someone directly in the eye, but all those reporters, they're wanting the same thing. They're wanting those sound bites. They're wanting to ask those questions. Of course, if you're one-on-one with a newspaper writer or a radio person or even one TV station, look them in the eye. That's as simple as it is. Don't worry about looking into the camera. Look them in the eye. For the most part, that person asking the question is going to be at an angle where it's going to look good on camera. Plus, you're going to be able to speak face-to-face and make that eye contact. Don't be afraid to address the reporter by name, you know, when you're answering those questions. Sometimes, and for the most part, the reporter themselves are going to hold the microphone, or we may put a wireless microphone on you so you don't have to do anything. I know a lot of you guys have seen Talladega Nights with what to do with your hands and where do your hands go. Sometimes you may be asked to hold a microphone. If you do that, the big thing to remember is you don't want to rock. You want it somewhere safe down by your chest where it can pick up your voice and it's not necessarily in the shot. So if you're asked to hold a microphone, usually somewhere down or right around your chest is going to be where you're going to hold it. If you're not asked to hold a mic, do whatever you do with your hands. You know, I use a lot of movements when I talk. So when I'm on the set or I'm doing reporting, a lot of times I'm just going with my hands. It's just what I do. If you want to put them by your side, if you want to put them behind your back, if you want to cross them in front, do what you want to do. If you want to cross them over your chest, whatever you do to feel comfortable, do that when you're being interviewed. We don't necessarily need you rocking back and forth. That's another big thing. And I know sometimes there's nerves going and we all have a nervous tinge that we may have. You don't want to be rocking. You just kind of want to be, you know, a comfortable position, standing and just being still. You don't want that camera moving back and forth, following you rocking back and forth. So just if you can remember, you know, you're on camera. And it's set up to be on you. So just try to limit the rocking, try to limit the words. And this is something I learned early in my career. When someone asks a question, don't answer with, well, you know. Well, you know. You know is one of those things that a lot of people start saying that is not good in an interview. No, we don't know. That's why we're asking you the question. The viewer doesn't know. That's why they're watching to learn it. So you know is a nervous thing. Try to eliminate that you know out of there. And sometimes that's harder to do. It took me a long time for me to even do it. And, you know, and I studied. You know is a bad thing in an interview. It's perceived that you don't know necessarily what you're talking about, or you don't know how to get a point across. So try to eliminate that you know. That's something you don't need in your vocabulary during an interview. And, you know, that's one of the things that will come up. You know, certain things, that's a nervous thing when you're looking for an answer. That's why it's very important to, if you answer a question, you can pause at any point. Remember that 10 to 20 seconds. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a sustained thought that answers a question that falls in at 10 to 20 second time frame. You know, again, face-to-face contact, eye-to-eye contact. Just be comfortable. You know, sometimes you may be asked to look into the camera and speak to the camera. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you're faced with that, the one thing I always do is I imagine the camera is a buddy of mine. So I'm telling a story to a buddy of mine. I mean, it's like right now I'm talking to a laptop computer and I'm imagining that you guys are looking, but there's a blank screen because I have the other one open. I'm looking at a dot right now and, you know, trying to have a conversation with a dot. So in your mind, you have to remember, yeah, you're looking at a camera. Yeah, you're holding a microphone, but you're talking to your best friend. You're talking to a teammate, maybe talking to your parents. Just have a conversation, get your point across, and it's going to show. Your personality is going to come out on camera, you know, once you get over some initial nerves. You know, we've had some great ones over the years at Georgia Southern that, you know, it may take a few interviews, but you start finding your personality. You start feeling more comfortable. The more and more you see a journalist, the more and more comfortable you're going to get around that person. And you're going to find that your interviews are going to get easier and easier. And again, we understand that the last person or the last thing you want to do after you've been practicing for 3 hours is take, you know, 10 minutes to come do an interview. You know, we understand that it's a hassle, and we appreciate you taking time to talk to us. With that in mind, you know, we also as journalists need to remember that we need to give you those luxuries of taking a second if you want to pause, if you want to get a drink of water, if you don't feel comfortable answering a question, if you want to catch your breath, if you want to pause, you know, a second before you answer a question. You know, questions that, you know, can be answered quickly are going to be answered quickly. If it's a longer question or it's, you know, if we're trying to go more into depth with something, we'll ask another question or another question. We may stay on the same subject for 3 to 4 questions. A lot of times your answers, your reactions, your personality is going to dictate the flow of an interview. And remember that. That goes back to you have all the control. Remember that when you're doing interviews. Some people are going to dig. Some people are going to ask simple questions. Some people are going to ask long questions. You may get a question that you don't understand. I mean, I've gotten to a point where I've asked a question where I'm more confused after I started asking it than when I get to the end of it. If you're confused by a question, just simply ask the reporter, hey, can you repeat that again? Or you know, just simply ask, hey, can you say that again? Can you repeat that again? Sometimes you're going to be asked questions. There's fans going. There's fans cheering. You got 100 different things going on. There's nothing wrong with asking a reporter to ask a question again. There's not a problem with that. You don't ever want to say off the record. That's off the record during an interview. That's another thing. Off the record is going to it's going to create some kind of suspicion. What are you hiding? What's off the record? You know, plan on whenever you talk to someone in an interview, you know, session or in a media press conference or in that setting, that everything's on the record. You know, that's the biggest thing that we're told when we're, you know, on camera or standing by, that once that mic is hot, anything you say can and will be used against you. So I make it a habit. I mean, listen, I've been around the block. I cuss. It happens. But I know once that microphone's on or I'm in that studio, no matter how frustrated I may be, no matter how bad my day is going, no matter what just happened to me, I can't cuss, because what happens if that person in the booth pods it up sooner than they should? And it's happened. It happens every day to journalists. So the big thing to remember is once that mic goes on you, you know, you're on the record. That's pretty much how it is. Some people will be, you know, some journalists that you deal with, you know, maybe a little bit cooler than others when it comes to understanding that, you know, yeah, we won't use that, or we're not going to do it. Again, you're going to start feeling comfortable with the different journalists you deal with. The further and further you go along, you may be put in situations where you're dealing with reporters and journalists that, you know, you may see one time. You know, some of you guys, the different high schools you've dealt with reporters at TV stations and newspapers and radio. Then you go off to college and you deal with a new crew of those journalists. You know, then your next step, whether it's professional sports or if it's in the workplace, you're going to deal with a different group of reporters for different circumstances. So we come in all shapes and sizes. We come with all different, you know, ideas of how we want to do our job. The biggest thing that we want to get across is the media isn't your enemy. We're trying to share your story. We're trying to share the positive things that happen. Sometimes there's going to be negatives that we have to talk about. You know, the way I approach it as a journalist is, you know, I'm going to be there in the good times. I'm going to be there in the bad. I just hope that you respect that I have a job to do, and that, you know, I'm there in the good. I'm there in the bad. I'm there when there's nothing going on. So when something big is going on that may not necessarily be positive, you know, I hope I get the same kind of respect and the access and the same opportunities to tell the story that I made when things were great. And that's something that happens. The biggest thing to remember, guys, is what happens in your locker room, what happens in your family, stays in your family. And if a journalist can't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. They're not a very good journalist. You know, that's why we're not allowed in there with cameras and microphones when you guys are in the locker room. We don't deserve to be in there. We're just the media. You guys are the ones that are putting in the work, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the hours. That's your haven. You know, that team, that family, that's your safe spot. And journalists don't deserve to be there. We haven't put in the hours with your team. We haven't sacrificed like you're sacrificing. And I hope most journalists understand that. Sometimes they don't. And that's the reality. Sometimes they feel like, well, I'm a reporter. I'm allowed. You ain't allowed nothing. It's the same thing. To get that respect, you got to earn that respect. So that's a big thing to remember, that, you know, take care of your family. And I know it's cliche, that big team, little me. Take care of what's being done. What happens within your family stays within your family. And again, you don't want your family to be in a bad light. You don't want to, you know, hurt your brothers. You want to be there to support them. You want to support, you know, your teammates. And that's in any sport. That's in any level. Just remember that. And remember that the media, the other role that it's become, is a chance to help promote you, you know, and your accomplishments and your goals, and to share your unique stories. You know, you start looking at these guys now, you know, who may be in the NFL or who have been there. And I know as a local journalist, I take a lot of pride knowing that, hey, I may have been one of the first, you know, people to do an interview with that person. You know, take care of the media that takes care of you too. You know, that's another big thing is, you know, if you feel comfortable around a media person, once you go on to your next level, whatever that may be, you know, you can continue that professional relationship, that friendship, and it will grow. I mean, I promise you, you know, there are guys who, you know, I covered in high school all the way through college into the professional ranks who are now retired, who, you know, I've been able to cover everything. You know, and it's been an honor. And that's how journalists, I hope, for the most part, approach, you know, dealing with you guys as student athletes, that it's an honor and a huge, you know, accomplishment, and to be able to have the opportunity to be able to talk to student athletes like you guys. And we need to respect that, your privacy. We need to respect the hard work you're doing. We need to respect that bond that you have with your family, your teammates, your extended family, and your Georgia Southern community. So with that said, hopefully that answered some questions and kind of opened up, you know, maybe to answer some questions that you guys had. And I'm available to take questions here as we continue on. I appreciate the opportunity to share. Usually when we weren't in this COVID, I would have the camera with me and we would do some mock interviews. And that's always a fun time and everything else. If you ever want practice, if you need practice, just ask. We're here. I know some of your coaches and the sports information people will vouch for certain, you know, media members. If you want more work on it, we're happy to do it for you. Because the big thing is, at the end of the day, we want you to be comfortable doing interviews. We want you to be comfortable in your own skin. We want you to be comfortable as Georgia Southern Eagles. And we want to be able to have the best you shared with the viewers and the audience, not just here in Savannah, Statesboro, but nowadays around the country. Because again, everything can be seen around the world. And again, we understand that and we take that seriously, that this is your image, this is your identity, and what people see, we want it to be in the best situation as well. So again, if there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to take them right now.
I have one question, Frank.
Yes,
what
sir.
What advice would you give to the student athletes in regards to, you mentioned about, you know, putting their best selves forward. What effect do you think their social media pages have on them when they're giving interviews, and how that can affect them, you know, down the road if they don't have good information up there?
Guys, I can't explain what goes on your social media can be seen not just by the media and people in general. It can be seen by future employers. I actually know people in television who have been turned down for jobs because of stuff they've posted on social media. If I can see that in television, what do you think it does to your potential employer, whether that's professional football or if that's doing being in real life? No matter what you put out there, it's out there now. So be very careful. I can't stress enough that what you put out is there forever now. That's a scary thing. It can be picked up by the media. And if it's something that's unique enough or something that can drive up views or you know, clicks or watching, somebody's going to use it, because that's just the reality of it. You know, with that said, if we put out something as media that's promoting you, feel free to share it. You know, if it's something that puts you in a good light, put it out there for the world to see, because again, it's all part of promoting you and the university and your family, where you've come from, all the hard work. You know, the media should be here to celebrate everything that you guys are doing, the hard work that you're putting in. The problem is the media also has a responsibility to report the news. So again, you know, that's where it goes back to being there in the good times and bad times. We don't like doing bad news stories. I hate it with a passion. So you know what the easiest way to avoid that is? Don't go getting into those situations. Do right. I know you guys hear that all the time. And, you know, you may get tired of hearing it, but that's the way you have to approach it. I get in trouble myself sometimes with social media because, you know, let's be honest. What we've all experienced during the, let's just say the past year, you know, the past 2 years, the past 3 years, our entire lives, some of you, your entire lives, you know, be who you are. You're going to have the support of your teammates. You're going to have the support of your family, your coaches, and you're going to have the support of people who know you best. And sometimes that's even the media. You know, with that said, it's the same way for journalists. You know, there's so much. The temperature in society right now is so stupid. I mean, one little thing can be taken out of context. Don't give someone the opportunity to take it out of context or to spin your thoughts or your beliefs or your words into something that they want. Just don't give them the opportunity. There's been a lot of times, and I'm a grown man, I have no problem picking my own fight. With that said, I also have to be very careful of what I put out there because I am a news and reporting reporter. So I have to, I'm representing my station. I'm representing ABC Corporate. But, you know, but with that said, I'm a grown man. I can take care of myself, and I understand that, you know, especially what's out there on social media a lot of times is just people talking trash. And they hate, you know, they hate me because they ain't me. And that's a philosophy you have to take. You're going to have a lot of people with the negatives. Brush it off. You know, brush it off. That's all I can say. But whatever you put out there, be prepared that it can come back at any time. That's the scary thing.
That's good advice. Thank you. Any more questions from anybody in the group they want to ask or can think of before we let Frank go? Because he's done a great job tonight informing you guys. And I think you take to advice what he said, it can help you down the road. I know right now, a lot of you are thinking, you know, based on your career, where you are right now, classification, that these things are coming at you left and right. But these things are to help you prepare for the future. Because there's going to come a time where you're going to be in front of a microphone and anything he said tonight can help you is well worth the listen. So we really appreciate it, Frank. Really do.
No, and I appreciate you guys. And you know, real quick, I got to get this out just because, you know, I want to make sure, you know, I get the opportunity doing the radio, the pregame show, to travel with you guys and to be around you guys where there's not a lot of media. You know, and I take that responsibility very seriously that, you know, that I'm going to take care of you guys. And that's why I don't ever want to put you guys into tough situations, because in addition to my duties here, I do get to travel and be around you guys and get more access than other media members may do. So that's why you'll never see me asking for something out on the road or in the plane that I wouldn't want to be done, you know, when all the other media is around. I'm never going to put you guys in a situation like that. And I also, having been around you guys enough, been around the coaches, the athletic staff, having been an athlete myself, you know, I'm very partial and loyal to Georgia Southern. It's my alma mater. I want to see good things reported. With that said, you know, I am a journalist too. But with that said, I want you guys to know that I respect your privacy. I respect, you know, the conversations you have. And, you know, it's the same thing. You know, when we're on the road, whatever you need, I'm here for you if I can help you out. But I am an alum as well, and I'm a journalist, but I'm a Georgia Southern Eagle as well. So it's a little different situation where I'm a journalist who gets a little bit more access, but I'm also paid and represented, you know, by Learfield IMG, which broadcasts the game. So with that said, hopefully you guys get to know me that I'm not one of the typical media guys. Maybe that's to get that out.
All right. Well, no other questions. Thank you, Frank. We appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for talking to the guys. We appreciate it. No one has any other questions. Thank you guys for listening and coming out tonight. And that's the end of the event. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate everybody. Thank y'all.
All right, thank y'all.
Thanks, Big Frank. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.